Iggy Pop and I were a couple of very naughty boys who went to Berlin to learn how to be good.
Or was I watching the Travel Channel?
Can't remember. Oh, it's so 20th century when a commercial gets a round of applause. I remember one morning after a particularly mischievous night out, we both met up at a coffee bar that we used to frequent and discussed the doings of the night before. And Iggy, or Jim, related most extraordinary events. He said that he'd been to a punk club. It was the anniversary of the building of the wall, that you must remember. And he went to a punk club that were holding an anniversary party, and they'd built an entirely accurate replica of the Berlin Wall. And at the stroke of midnight, 50 savage, demented punks leapt on this wall and tore it to pieces with their mouths and teeth and fists. Smash, smash. But he said it was the aftermath that was the most affecting, because there were, after all this had happened, they demolished the wall. There were small groups of them standing around in the corners, pitifully crying, tears streaming down their faces. I thought that was an incredibly moving thing and a real memory of Berlin, the Berlin that I knew at the time anyway. This is a song that I wrote with Jim at around that time. And I guess this one is also sort of about invasion and exploitation. Take it away, Mike.
Just a wreck without my little China girl. I hear her heart beating. It's loud as thunder. I saw the stars crashing. Without my little China girl, wake up in the morning, where's my little China girl? I hear her heart beating, and it's loud as thunder. I saw the stars crashing down. I feel tragic like her. Too much when I look at my child. television. I'll give you eyes of blue. I'll give you a man who wants to rule the world. And when I get excited, my little China girl, she said, oh baby, just you shut your mouth. She said,
better get off while it's going good.